Now, here are three other books that you might want to consider reading if your child is between 6 and 12. The next one is How to Raise an Adult. Yes, How to Raise an Adult. We're already thinking about that at this stage. And this is by Julie Lifcott.
This is Parent Them Successful with author and licensed educational psychologist, Jessica Shields. Your child no longer has to struggle. On this parenting podcast, we unravel the complexities of the education system, give insight into intervention services, and offer encouragement and tools alongside your parenting journey. It's time for your child to thrive. Welcome your host, LEP educator and mom of four, Jessica Shields.
Hello, parent warrior, and welcome to the Parent Them Successful podcast. I am so glad you are tuning in. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different. We are diving into a curated selection of parenting books that I have gathered for you. And it is actually a list that is tailored to every stage of the parenting journey. And this is from prenatal all the way through parenting an adult child. So parenting, of course, you know, is a journey and it's filled with ups and downs, and none of us have all the answers. But with the right guidance and support, you can navigate the challenges of parenthood with confidence and grace. And that is what I want for you today. So the few books that I will be sharing are actually just stepping stones, if you would think of it that way. Just stepping stones. And of course, there are certainly more options out there that may not be captured in this particular episode. But nevertheless, let me tell you, these are great starting points. So be sure to tune in until the end to learn more about my list of recommended readings and also for this week's parenting challenge and your loving reminder, you don't want to miss it. Now, before we actually dive into these recommendations, I do want to emphasize that every part of parenting, every parent and child relationship is unique. And whatever works for one family may not always work for another. And these books really are just meant to offer you some guidance, some support, and some inspiration as you are navigating the beautiful journey of parenthood. So first and foremost, I want to share the first recommendation, which is a prenatal recommendation. And many of you have likely heard of this one. It's called What to Expect When You're Expecting. And it's by Heidi Murkoff and Sharon Mazel. So in summary, basically, this particular recommendation is a comprehensive guide for expectant parents. It covers everything from pregnancy symptoms to childbirth and even all the way through postpartum care. So very important and critical, especially if it's your first or if it's been a while since you have had your first child. Now, it does provide week by week updates on fetal development, practical advice, and it answers those common questions, making it definitely a go-to resource for parents to be. So again, that is What to Expect When You're Expecting. And it's by Heidi Murkoff and Sharon Mazel. And I personally use this book when I had my first child. I went right back to it for the second, the third, and the last child. So it was a resource that I kept on me for every single birth. So the next one, you may or may not have heard of this one. It also is prenatal. But what I like about it is that it is really geared towards fathers. So it's called The Expectant Father. It's by Armin Brott and Jennifer Ash. And basically, it's geared towards the dads. And it offers practical advice. It gives insights and tips on how to navigate the journey of pregnancy alongside your partner. Isn't that wonderful? And it's from a standpoint of understanding pregnancy symptoms to prepare for childbirth and beyond. And it's another comprehensive guide that helps fathers to be feel informed and involved, because the pregnancy is not just the mother, but the father has a role to play too. And I like that they incorporate that and actually target fathers in that preparation. So again, another wonderful opportunity to read and become better prepared as you are being an expectant father. Now, when we're talking about infancy, this is 0 to 1 year. Here are some recommendations that might be helpful during this time of your child's development. And the first book I want to talk about of the two that I have here is The Happiest Baby on the Block. Doesn't that sound cute? Don't you want the happiest baby? I know I did, by Harvey Karp. So in summary, Dr. Karp introduces the concept of the five S's, and it's a method to soothe crying babies and promote better sleep. And with this easy to follow technique and practical advice, this book definitely helps parents navigate the challenges of soothing a newborn and establishing those healthy sleep habits, not just for the baby, but for you too, because we know how sleep deprived parents are in that first year, especially. And so it's going to be super important to get those kids on a sleep schedule, get them where they need to be, if it's in their own rooms or whatever it may be. But this book is a good book to help you get there. And then the second one is Baby-Led Weaning by Gil Rapley and Tracy Marquette. And so just like what it sounds like, baby-led weaning, this book challenges traditional feeding practices by advocating for a baby-led approach to introducing solid foods. And it has a focus on, hey, let babies explore and let them feed themselves. And it empowers you as a parent to embrace a relaxed and intuitive approach to weaning them. So two great books if your child is from 0 to 1 year old, but maybe you have a toddler. Welcome to toddlerhood. Ages 1 to 3 years. So one book that I definitely keep on my shelf and I recommend you keep too, in addition to all of these, but this is another great reference book. It's How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk by Adele Faber and Elaine Maslisch. So in this book, they offer, again, practical strategies for improving that parent-child communication and fostering cooperation. Don't we want our kids to cooperate with what we're asking them to do? So they use a lot of anecdotes, illustrations, and exercises to help teach us parents how to connect with our toddlers effectively and how to navigate the ups and downs of toddlerhood with patience and empathy. And I have to say that I'm going to come back and circle back around to this book in just a few moments, but it will help give you the language to use as you are engaging your child. The next one for this age period, toddlerhood, is The Whole Brain Child by Daniel Siegel and Tina Payne Bryson. So basically, this is looking at the whole child, looking at how brain develops, looking at your toddler's brain development and how you can understand it to be a more effective parent and use more effective parenting strategies. And it explores practical strategies for nurturing emotional intelligence, fostering resilience, and promoting that healthy brain development in young children. And we're looking at, how do we help our child manage emotions? How do we help them foster creativity? And this book definitely offers valuable insights into raising happy, healthy kids. Don't we want happy and healthy kids? I think we all want that for our own children, right? Now, talk about these preschool years. We're looking at ages 3 to 5. And here are two wonderful books that you can definitely sink your teeth into. So the first one is Parenting with Love and Logic by Foster Klein and Jim Fay. And this one is introducing this concept of love and logic. And it's a type of parenting emphasizing setting loving limits while allowing children to experience the consequences of their actions. Ooh, doesn't that sound scary? Allowing your child to experience some consequences for their actions. Don't we always want to protect them from getting hurt, from consequences? But this book is saying, you know what? We need to allow them to have some consequences. So with practical tips and examples, this particular book is helping us navigate discipline and promote responsible decision making. So we have to allow our children to be independent. We have to give them space to make mistakes and learn from them. So if you are into that, you think that's what you need, Parenting with Love and Logic is going to be your go-to. Now, there is another, The Montessori Toddler by Simone Davies. And basically, this book is drawing from the principles of Montessori education, and it offers practical advice for creating that supportive environment, fostering independence, curiosity, and self-confidence in toddlers. From practical life skills to fostering a love for learning. Oh, I love fostering that love for learning. It's a valuable resource for parents seeking that holistic approach to early childhood development. So again, preschool age, 3 to 5 years, you got Parenting with Love and Logic, and then we have The Montessori Toddler. Now, earlier I said I was going to come back to the book entitled The Whole Brain Child, and we're looking now at school aged from 6 to 12 years. And so I want to just say that The Whole Brain Child is a book that is also geared toward this age range as well, not just toddlers, but also the school aged children too. So you'll see the first part of the book is more of when the early development, and then as they get older. So it does cover a larger age range. Now, here are three other books that you might want to consider reading if your child is between 6 and 12. The next one is How to Raise an Adult. Yes, How to Raise an Adult. We're already thinking about that at this stage. And this is by Julie Lifcott Haynes. Now, as children transition into school years, it is so essential for parents to, again, foster that independence, but not only independence, resilience too. And so this book offers insights and strategies for raising self-reliant and very capable young adults, preparing them for success in school and beyond. So you're raising adults even right now. Everything you're teaching them is preparing them to be wonderful citizens in their adulthood. The other book that I recommend is The Conscious Parent. And this one is by Dr. Shefali Sabari. And basically, Dr. Sabari challenges traditional approaches to parenting by advocating for a more mindful and conscious approach. Now, through self-reflection and introspection, parents definitely can cultivate a deeper connection with their children and promote that mutual respect and understanding. That's the conscious parent. Okay. The next one is very intentional parenting, awakening the empowered parent within. And this is by Destiny Ann Davis. Now, Davis gives parents very actionable strategies for tackling many of today's most challenging parenting scenarios. And she focuses on positive discipline techniques, effective communication, and emotional intelligence. And I love that she provides a fresh and energetic take on parenting in today's world. And she does give lots of practical tips that you can use right away while preserving the parent-child relationship. So when it comes to that school-age child, ages 6 to 12, we're looking at the whole brain child. We're looking at how to raise an adult. You have the conscious parent, and then very intentional parenting, awakening the empowered parent within. Very good resources here. Now, let's talk more about the teenage years. This is the scary part for people who haven't been through the teenage years, ages 13 to 18. One book, again, I'm going to circle back around to this one, How to Raise an Adult. Of course, this is even more so critical during the teenage years. Yes, during school age years, but definitely you're really getting them ready for independence from 13 to 18, because they're going to be gone and out the house eventually. And so you definitely want to make sure that they're self-reliant and that they're very capable of living on their own. But there are two more I want to talk about. Untangled, guiding teenage girls through the 7 transitions into adulthood. Now, this is for your daughters. This is by Lisa Damore. And this book is basically about navigating the teen years and how challenging it can be for both parents and the teens. But I'm telling you, this book gives a lot of valuable insight into the emotional and psychological changes that occur during adolescence. And it provides some really practical advice for supporting your teenage girl as she's navigating the journey to womanhood. That is so important. It is so important to make sure that she is set, that she understands her worth, her value, so that she can be the woman, the best woman that she can be as she finds her way into her adulthood. The next one is The Teenage Brain, a neuroscientist's survival guide to raising adolescents and young adults by Frances Jensen. Wow. Doesn't that sound a little bit scary? The teenage brain. Don't let it be daunting. It doesn't have to be. Again, these books are to help us to better understand and help guide us as we are raising our children. But this one is about understanding the teenage brain, because that is essential for effective parenting during this stage. Dr. Jensen explores the unique challenges and opportunities of adolescent brain development, and then, of course, offers that practical advice or those strategies for fostering healthy decision making and communication. Because what you don't want to do is sever your ties with your teenager where they're not talking to you because you didn't understand them. And how do you handle their emotional roller coasters? So this book, The Teenage Brain, is definitely going to help you in that area. All right, here's the scary part, but it's exciting and scary at the same time for those who have not gone through this. Adulthood. Yes, your children are going to become adults, 18 and up. How do you be a parent to a child who is also an adult, even if they're still living in your house? That's why I have 2 recommendations to help guide you. The first one is The Defining Decade, Why Your 20s Matter and How to Make the Most of Them Now by Meg J. So it's not strictly a parenting book, but It offers valuable insights for parents of young adults. And Dr. Meg J. definitely explores the importance of their 20s as a critical period for personal and professional development. And she offers practical advice for young adults and their parents in navigating the transition to adulthood. So think about it like this. This could be a great book that both of you read and you have a book club on or book study, and you can meet for lunch or coffee and just talk about some of the elements in the book. When you have an adult child, you can do these kinds of things, and it's something fun. It's a chance to connect, and then you're reading something together. It is just an amazing way to foster that connection even more. The second recommendation for your parenting journey as they are entering adulthood or in adulthood is a book called Emerging Adulthood, The Winding Road from the Late Teens Through the 20s by Jeffrey Jensen Arnett. So as children are transitioning into adulthood, parents may find themselves navigating new dynamics and challenges, letting go a little bit more. Okay, they're adults. So this book explores the concept of emerging adulthood, offering those insights into the unique experiences and developmental tasks faced by young adults as they navigate and transition into their independence. Because ultimately, isn't that what we want? We want our children to be independent adults who can make decisions that are healthy and that will bless them in the future and that will bring them joy, and even adults who are able to handle tough situations and be resilient when they come across challenges. So again, this is my short list of parenting books from prenatal all the way through adulthood. You are covered. If you read these, you are covered. You're good. So by now, I really hope that you are thinking about, you know, kind of where you want to start, where your kids are, what book might have resonated with you. So I do want to challenge you. Think about the age of your children, kind of where you are in this parenting journey, and just read one of the suggested books. See how you like it. You can also get it on Audible. Many of these books are, if not all, are on Audible. And that's another way that you can access information. But as your loving reminder, I just want you to know that parenting books can be very helpful. They are a very helpful resource, and they are there to help you better parent your children. Well, I surely hope this episode has blessed you. And if it has, simply hit that follow or subscribe button so that you don't miss any new episodes. And as you're thinking about that friend or that family member or even that coworker who could use this information, simply share the link, parentthemsuccessful.com, and share the episode with them. If you're like me and you want more information on how to support your child's growth and development, join my email list at strongermindsstrongeryouth.com/join the list. And all of these links will be in the show notes, as well as links to the books that I have listed today. Hey, I really do appreciate you, and I thank you so much for listening. So until next time, be blessed and love on your children.
Thank you for listening to the Parent Them Successful with licensed educational psychologist, Jessica Shields. We're so glad you've joined us and would love to connect with you outside of the show. To find more information about our services, the Empower House Academy, or to take our quiz, What's Your Parenting Style? Go to StrongerMindStrongerYouth.com. Feel free to email us directly at info@StrongerMindStrongerYouth.com. We'd love to hear from you. Other ways to stay connected are on Instagram and Facebook by searching Stronger Mind, Stronger Youth, and on Twitter at @official_SMSY. Until next time, be well and love your children, for they are a gift from the Lord.